Well, good evening, everyone. How are you? So it's my honor and privilege to be here representing the Air Force and acknowledging our winner of this award this year. But unplanned in my remarks, I want to say a couple things. Excuse me. Number one, I'm going to send a commentary to my nephew, who is an Air Defense Artilleryman who loves Fort Bliss right now, the son of an Air Force family. But he is absolutely happy and thrilled to be doing what he's doing. So to be among teammates of his in the same discipline is quite humbling. And I can tell you, he was part of the group that took the first THAAD system over to South Korea. And he talked to me a lot just because of the transportation piece involved, first time ever having to deploy and set up a system like that. But the pride that he talked to me on the phone about what he was doing was pretty incredible. So he is happy where he is and loving serving what he's doing. The second thing I would say is, as we look at the environment that we're in today, the world that we're in, to the association here, the Air Force is very, very serious. Not that we haven't been, but we are increasingly serious today about defending our bases, our power projection platforms. The saying goes that sanctuary for us, as we've understood it, is eroding, and in some cases, probably just about gone. And so we're very, very seriously looking at what we call fight the base, if you will. How do we work through that, defend that through the layers that we have? And we're looking to improve our tactics, techniques, procedures, and equipment, that innovation and science, and learn from our brothers and sisters who do this as well to figure out how we can improve our game there and protect the power projection platform and preserve that maneuver space. So we look to learn and partner with this association and how we go forward and make that happen. So with that, it's my honor to introduce Lieutenant Colonel Angiolelli. Rocco is what he goes by, his first name actually, as the Air Force nominee and winner for the Air Missile Defender of the Year. He works at the 603rd Air Operations Center at Ramstein Air Base in Germany. And so he works at that command and control echelon, if you will, and that integration piece for air and missile defense. And he's got the distinct honor and challenge of representing both UCOM, working for both UCOM and AFRICOM in that regard, and organizing and maintaining the command and control of this very, very important function, if you will. He's made critical contributions to the Missile Defense Command and Control and our ability to work with our joint coalition partners there, just the other side of what we used to call the Fold the Gap several decades ago. He's worked with our joint partners to refine ballistic missile defense designs in 7 joint and coalition exercises as we've ramped up that participation with our allies and partners in showing our presence and resolve and support of our NATO partners in that region of the world. Through that process, he's validated and been in the leadership role in validating key missile defense tactics, techniques, and procedures for USUCOM. He, as the lead ballistic missile defender trainer at the 603rd AOC, or Apparatus Center, he's made certain that senior Air Force leaders fully understand this complex missile defense mission, their role and their responsibility and their place, and how it fits inside the regional air defense commander's overall mission set, as well as how do we leverage and bring to bear our coalition partners as they get equipped and make this a joint success. Finally, he led the integrated air and missile defense effort in the largest command post exercise in the Department of Defense in the last year. Pretty remarkable vision, leadership, dedication, and commitment to his people, to the systems, to the joint nature of this particular effort. And I can tell you, this is not an easy thing to understand, the joint architecture. It's easy to say it, but as I sit in some of the meetings that I'm in where we start trying to peel back the onion, if you will, for how we apply counter-small UAS in the categories that represent and how this could fit into those responsibilities that we look at the different domains, it's interesting the debate that occurs about what's right or what's most right. So it's complicated, it's complex, and by virtue of everyone involved in this mission set, my hat's off to you. We depend on you for success, the ability to be resilient, to be assured that we can still project the power that we need to project. So you're all very well deserving, but if you'll join me, Rocco, to come up here and receive your recognition on the Air Force's part, for your accomplishments, please.
Ken, come on up. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's definitely humbling, and I feel very honored to be here. From the start, I'd like to thank the MDA for their advocacy and for putting this together and giving us a chance to recognize not only me, but and congratulations to the other defenders of the year. I definitely feel like I'm accepting this on behalf of a team, and that's one of the things as we went through today through Mount Vernon and spending the day with both Mr. Ellison and the other award winners was trust and team, and those were the two things that I took out of it. And when I think about, one, the team that I work with at Ramstein, not only at the Wolfhounds, the 603rd AOC, but from General Walters down through the RADCs, and my RADC General Thomas, and then through Colonel Long and my leadership in my division, all the way down to Staff Sergeant Mondragon, who's sitting the watch tonight. So for me, knowing that trust now extends into a larger community that I see here, and that's advocated for as well, really kind of hits home for me. One of the other things that Mr. Ellison was asking me today about is what do you feel like, you know, why are you here, right? And I've been thinking about that all day. So why am I here, and what am I going to take away from this to go back, not only in thinking about the next warfighter that's going to take my place when I leave, or the new RADCs that we're training as they're coming into theater, but then what can I do in the future to take this away? So it's definitely, I feel very honored to be here. And in such great company, and I thank you very much.